Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, I forgot the title at the top of the show. This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for Thursday, November 13, 2014. Had to look at my watch for that one. And I am in the studio again, you can tell, because I'm using the big boy mic. This is actually kind of fun, sitting at the mixer. And you know what? It's been a wonderful week. I made my boss happy twice in one phone call. And anytime you do that, it's a good day. I got a little feedback. Yes, Freestyle has some feedback. That hasn't happened in a very long time. I don't even remember when the last time it happened is. So let me jump over on the old iPad to my mailbox. This is from Mark in Memphis. He writes in regarding the last show when I was talking about words and phrases and things that drive me nuts. He wrote in and said, my addition to the phrases would be, as I wait for Gmail on the slow, slow iPad to catch up. There it is. Come on. My additions would be phrases, I could care less. The phrase should be, I couldn't care less. Because if you could care less, it means you care. The reason to utter the phrase is to communicate that you don't care. I like that one. I hear people misuse that one all the time. And I love it because it means they do care. Another one is, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yes, you can! What you can't do is eat your cake and have it too, meaning you can't have it both ways. And he also likes the one new and improved. And I just saw this on a package right after he sent this. It cracked me up. It has to be one or the other. It can't be new and improved because if it was new, there wouldn't be a predecessor to it. So how could it be improved from something? And if it was improved, then it wouldn't be new. That makes total sense. I never thought about it till he wrote in. So I like that one. And his last one for now is very unique. Oh, yeah. I like, what was it? One of a kind, uniquely one of a kind or something like that. It was very similar to that. Unique is one of a kind. So how can it be, as I press some crazy wrong button on the program, how can something be even more one of a kind? That was from Mark in Memphis. Thank you very much, Mark. I know he listens to this show and Technorama. And also used to be a listener, or maybe still is, a slice of sci-fi. As I look over to the empty slice of sci-fi seats, we are working on a rotating stock of people in the studio, having a good time with Technorama, although there is going to be random guest hosts. In fact, this week, this coming week, is almost random hosts, because Craig is going on a business trip, and I didn't know if he was going to make it or not. It sounds like he might be dialing in on Skype from his hotel room, which is fine with me. He can make it. That's great. And we probably have Brian Brown and maybe Keith. So Brian and Keith and Craig and me, that's four. It really only needs one. Well, it's hard. You know, Technorama is one of those shows that's really hard to do with one person. I've tried. It just doesn't come out the same. And it doesn't take as long because there's no banter. And that's what makes half the fun. If you saw the weather forecast, or if you live anywhere east of the Rocky Mountains in the United States, you'll know that there's a polar vortex and there's been winter snow, and most of Wisconsin missed it. Some got hit harder over by the Minnesota area, but then it kind of veered north and hit the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My daughter Lisa just got a rude awakening to what college is like in the Upper Peninsula. She's going to Marquette, Michigan, and they got something like 36 inches of snow in November, and there were two snow days? That never happens. I remember to close the college is tough. To close a college for 2 days is like nearly impossible. I was about to say act of God, but that's exactly what it was. A big old snowstorm. It was an act of God. So I'm happy to be in my nice warm weather, warm being a relative term, because it is cooling down here, and the locals or the people who have been here more than a couple of years do know that it is cooler. And there are mornings when I get up and I have to put on a sweatshirt, and I know everybody's going, oh, wah. Well, you know what? I chose this lifestyle and I like it because there's still lots to do outside. I have been messing around with a yard the patio lights. We've got solar powered lights. Mike left about a dozen in the backyard that were in various arrays of operation. Some worked great. Some were dim. Some were out. Some had broken wires in them, which is why they were out. And there were a bunch of cheap ones in the front yard that I unfortunately tossed a little early before I had some ideas. And so for the last week or so, I've been soldering wires back together, trying batteries, trying to charge things up, cleaning things off. And I think I've got them all working again. And we also bought some for the front yard to kind of light things up. And I got a spotlight shining up a palm tree. And it actually looks nice because we were down on our walking one night and said, boy, the front yard looks kind of dark, except for the two lights that are on the garage. And I thought, well, let's get some of those solar lights. And that's what started this whole project. So I've been having fun with fixing and repairing and buying new and wiring. And it's all solar powered. So it's all good. A couple of them just needed fresh batteries. And boom, they're bright as anything now. So lots left to do. Still some painting. I think I mentioned Mike was over last week doing some drywall, fixing up some repairs that, you know, technically could have, should have, would have been had done before the house was sold or before we moved in. But he was good enough to stop over a few times and patch things up, and we're good to go. Having fun. I probably won't see him much anymore unless he comes to get his mail, because there are a few things still being addressed here. I was watching Sherlock. I'm catching up on Netflix shows, and Sherlock, I don't know if that was a Netflix original or from the BBC or something. The seasons were only three shows, but they were like 90 minutes long each with Benedict Cumberbatch. Good show. Wow. I like that. Not to use a British phrase. Good show. It's got humor. It's got drama. It's got logic. Kind of reminds me of Bones on Fox, the way that she deduces things. And he also uses, obviously, logical deductions. But it's brought into the modern age. So they're using cell phones and the internet and traveling around in cars. It's not like the old stuff. He still lives at 221B Baker Street. And Dr. John Watson is with him. So it's got some funny parts to it. The one I watched tonight was The Hounds of the Baskerville, and I remember that actually is based, I don't know about all the titles, but that one is based on a real Sherlock Holmes story that we read in ninth grade. And I even remember it was in Clyde Buckland's English class, and sitting in front of me was Laura Prosen, now Laura Gannon, married to one of my good friends from seventh grade, and right behind me was Russ Patient. And Russ, unfortunately, a few years later, I think in the, that would have been 79, he would have been sometime in the mid-80s, I believe he drowned in the Chocolate River. So very sad to see that. So that was the first time I thought about Russ in a long time. And, you know, never hurts to keep your old friends who are with you and no longer with you in mind and remember them. Remember the fun times. We had some the shenanigans that went on in that class. I'm surprised. Yeah, it was high school. I'm surprised anything got done. Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's what came out of my thoughts about Sherlock tonight. So if you haven't seen that show, watch it. I've also been told that if I like that, then I would also like Luther on BBC America. So I'll be looking for Luther shortly. What else? Yeah, I mentioned the snow. What's it called? Pathfinder. Craig and Scott and Ben and Dan and Brian and I are playing Pathfinder, and I am a ranger, and we finished a couple of quests. We're playing every 2 to 4 weeks, and it's time to level up, and I need some ranger skills. I am noob, so I don't know exactly what would fit where. I'm kind of shopping around. If you've got suggestions or you've played RPGs, a D&D type of thing, or Pathfinder, suggestions of what I can get. I know there are various traits. I'm getting them all mixed up now. I don't even remember. Would I be better investing to up-level some of the ones that I've already got, like perception, and make perception even better? Or should I start broadening the scope and get new skills so that I'm better equipped for other situations? That's where I'm kind of waffling around and seeing, you know, what makes sense. I think I've already dealt with the traits. I got one new trait that acts as a base for some other one. So I think we'll be okay there. But the skills, I've got like 9 skills points to spread around. And sometimes if you add one skill level, you get +1. Sometimes you get +2. Sometimes you get +5. So I'm not worried about that right now. I just want to know, would it make more sense to bolster the skills I've got or expand my skills? Let me know if you've played before. And I'm going to end it there, keeping it short. What are we at? About 10 minutes already. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I better get this recorded, saved, and uploaded before Donna gets home. Yeah, we'll stop there. Give me a shout at chuck@chuckchat.com is email. You can find me on Facebook, and the website is chuckchat.com/freestyle, and Google Plus and all those other things are all there too. Love to hear from you, or you can always call the listener line 206-222-2428, 206-222-CHAT. I'd love to hear from you. Till next time, take care, and remember your friends. Bye now.